Hey there, music lovers. You are listening to The Current's Music News. This is your daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. This is your Friday edition. We'll keep it quick and dirty so that you know all the things to talk about when you're hanging out with your friends this weekend. My name is Jade, and I'm going to play you a song that has been outlawed in Nigeria. We're also going to take a look at some bands that are working together, doing some collaborations that perhaps you haven't heard about, and a little bit about what musicians do on their vacations. But before we get to any of that, let's check out a few of today's top music headlines. Here's some news for the Prince fans out there. Roots drummer Questlove, and if you don't already know this, huge Prince fan, has been, in the last couple of months, pulling together a 27-piece orchestra to put on this tribute to the music of Prince. It's going to be called For You, a symphonic celebration of Prince. He's been working with his arranger, Brent Fisher, who worked with his late father, Claire Fisher, on previous arrangements for Prince. So really going deep into the history of Prince here. And this tribute, which is authorized, I should say, by the Prince estate, and they don't authorize that many things, it has a 36-city tour planned, although curiously, and I'm taking a slight offense to this, the tour does not include a stop in Prince's hometown of Minneapolis. And I want to bring you some cover news. We've had a lot of covers talk lately in the past couple of days, what with Weezer and Pearl Jam and Jack White when he was on tour covering Beck. But this one was one that was planned. It wasn't just a random pop-up at a concert. This is Pete Yorn releasing a new cover of the Pixies' Here Comes Your Man, which is a cool cover to choose anyways. But he made it infinitely cooler by inviting Liz Phair to provide some backing vocals during the chorus. And I think I should just toss it on so you can check it out. All right, and speaking of collaborations, people getting together, working it out, I've got a couple of collaborations for you to check out or at least be aware of. There's a major collaboration happening in the indie world, and it involves this trifecta of amazing singer-songwriters. I'm talking about Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, and Lucy Dacus. All three amazingly talented musicians in their own right. Their new collaborative project is going to be called Boy Genius. Sounds promising. And all that exists so far is this press photo from Matador. We're guessing that the label will be releasing music from this project sometime in the near future. But a project that you can listen to right now features Laika Stanfield, who you might know from the television show Atlanta. He's an actor, but he also has a band called Moors, and Meryl Garbus of Toon Yards. So they have been working together on this new song that we can listen to. In fact, I'm going to press play on it in just a second. It's called Mango. But this actually isn't the first time that Stanfield and Garbus have worked together. Toon Yards scored the film Sorry to Bother You, which Stanfield starred in. And I think this is one of those collaborations that just works out so well because you get the musicality and interesting melodies of Meryl Garbus, and then you get the voice of Laika Stanfield just punching right on through.
We can meet outside, we can do this dance, we can get these hands, we can throw down men. Just to run me back my money, you got to get me back my cash. We can meet outside, we can do this dance, you can get these hands.
What do you do when you're on vacation? Chill out, read a book, sit on the beach. Well, if you are a multi-platinum, huge celebrity, perhaps you'll go and surprise people by singing. Christina Aguilera, she was hanging out in Dublin recently, and she performed this surprise gig at Dublin's Three Arena. At one point, she even brought her kids onto the stage. This is a pretty popular trend lately. You know, Jack White did it when he was in Minnesota. It was his son Henry's birthday, and he brought his kids out and had everybody sing along. And then Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam brought out his kids and had them dance with their favorite teacher. Just some very cute moments with musicians and their children recently. Another musician, Jennifer Lopez, she kind of did something a little bit more low-key. So she was hanging out in Italy, and she just decided, you know, oh, I'm in Capri. Why don't I go to a karaoke bar? But then she jumps on a table and performed an impromptu Let's Get Loud. The crowd around her is dancing and they are singing. Take a listen. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. And we'll wrap up, as always, with your viral hit of the day. So this one features Nigerian rapper Falls and his song, This Is Nigeria. This is a remake of Childish Gambino's This Is America. It's really addressing the political and social ills of the African nation. And it's been labeled as vulgar by Nigeria's National Broadcasting Commission. So CNN notes that Nigerian musicians are often reluctant to include political commentary in their music because they're worried about this prosecution that could come. Falls bucked that trend and says that, you know, the lyrics, they are not vulgar. He put out this statement and he said, there is a lot going on that needs to be talked about, even though a lot of people might not want to hear the truth. But it seems like a lot of people do want to hear the truth because the video on YouTube has more than 12 million views.
This is Nigeria. Look how I'm living up. Look how I'm living up. Everybody be criminal. This is Nigeria. Look how we live in a...
And that's The Current's music news for today. My name's Jade. I'm your producer and host today. You can read more about all these stories at thecurrent.org. And we'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines.
This is Nigeria. Where am I, Philomena? Money vanished for your office. $36 million. You tossing an anima. This is Nigeria. Never any recession. When looters and killers and stealers are still contesting election. Politician with teeth, some villain and villain, you know they got prisoner.